You give them the money. And you ain't gotta pay them. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? But me, no, I just ain't straight pay them flat out. And right. I ain't saved. So I'm like, damn. So, you know. But I got over that. Like I said, stuff like that. Like learning things of that nature, mm-hmm. man. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though I'm 30, I literally, this is when I consider myself an adult. Because now I'm on my own and everything.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you, man. When I, say I'm a late bloomer. I stayed home as long as I could.
Okay.
Always worked, and I never really was home.
Right, right.
So I just had a room at the house.
Same.
But technically, I was still at home.
Right, right.
But I'm not gonna lie, man. I got my shit. I'm not telling my age. I got my first legit apartment myself.
Uh huh.
I was 32.
32?
Turned 32.
Okay.
When I got my first legit apartment.
Right.
And going there and they're like, all right, well, you got to prove you got to pay first, last, and security.
Okay.
Had to give them, $3,000. It was like, oh, this is real. This is
right.
real.
Right, man. For real. So you know it's real when, like, you just, when you get it in the mail, the electric bill in the mail, mm-hmm. then you just look like, damn, I gotta pay this junk. Then you leave that junk in the refrigerator, and then you're like, damn, a week past, you still ain't do it. You're like, I'll do it next week. All right, then next week. You're like, no, man. So I'm just getting in the hang of that, man. That's all.
I feel you. I'm 35, and I still be forgetting to do that stuff.
Yeah.
And I go a lot, man. Cable bill come home, no internet. And I got to go on my phone and pay it. Then it's like, yo, now you got to pay $35, $40 reconnection fee.
Right.
All because I didn't already pay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ain't like the money wasn't there.
Right.
Yeah, man, it's... Yeah, I gotta get over that too. So you ain't the only one.
Yeah, man. So you know, that's why I called my dad yesterday. I'm like, yo, I want to thank you, man. You know what I'm saying, for all you've done, all the rent, uh-huh. I mean, all the bills you paid. Not to tell my mom same thing. They be cracking up every time. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, now you see. So you know, I'm blessed I can do that though.
Honestly. Nah, for sure. Nah. I mean, that's so you know I work at the fatherhood program or whatever.
Right, right, right.
And you know, I had those real life conversations with them. I had them today. I got a new class.
Okay.
And my one thing I always tell them is if your name ain't on the lease or the mortgage,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion,
right.
in the article I read, you're homeless.
Oh, man.
Because at any point, if you're living with a chick
mm-hmm.
or whoever, they can say get out.
Oh, I got a couple homies that go through that.
So,
I got a couple homies that used to go through that all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It get a little cold, a little chilly. Like, oh, well, I used to stay at Mom Duke's. So I'm going to go to the bar, see if I can snag something. 2 weeks later. He living uh-huh. in there. You know what I mean? So, I never got that, though. Like, how dudes be doing that?
I can't relate.
I can't.
I see it happen, but I don't. It was a meme that came out a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. And, dude put up a meme. It was him with a book bag. He was like, I'm not doing this shit no more. And then the caption was, I got all my life belongings in this book bag.
Right.
And every so often, I'm at a different chick house. Mm. And I always end up out on the step. It's time to wake up.
You boy, that's borderline squatting a little bit.
Eh?
Yeah, that's a little, no, I can never, like, don't get me wrong, I had girls that would be cool with it, but it's just me personally. Like, I'm just like, no, I'm straight, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like, I don't know, guess like it ain't an ego thing or nothing, but it's just like I couldn't see myself doing that. But dudes be doing it though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's I'm not knocking them, but I love my job.
I'm not.
I love the followers I deal with, but I like when they leave me.
Mm-hmm.
That they get like a whole little new mindset, because a lot of their mindsets is they on welfare.
Yeah.
They getting assisted living, whatever.
Right.
They're not really paying no bills, so I'm gonna just live off them. Like, who raised you?
Right,
like, who told you that was cool?
Right, who said that was the thing to do? Like, you know what I'm saying? They must be really having it all figured out and plotted out. Like, nah, bro. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Definitely don't be understanding that, man.
What's your take on, you know, it's tax time.
All these
posts. What's your whole take on all these taxes and social media?
Listen, man, my thing is they type because they not getting their taxes. That's all it is. Y'all mad. That's the only thing. Like, how you not mad? Everybody gets happy when they get a check, no matter what kind of check it is.
Uh-huh.
So how are you mad about that? I got my check, and I was excited. What do you mean? That means I get caught up on everything. What are you talking about? Uh-huh. I get money in the bank. What? Yes, I'm excited. I work for that money. I'm getting that money back. What do you mean? I'm a hardworking man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't out here hustling. Like, I work 9 to 5. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, that's like a holiday for somebody at work, basically, right? So yeah, so if you ask me, they tight. That's all they mad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you don't get stuff like that on welfare. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't knocking y'all. But you know what I mean? That's just what it is, man.
Yeah. Nah, I just every year from February to April, I just scroll and laugh. Mm-hmm. Like, just let them be.
Right. What's the point of talking about? Yeah, like, what's wrong with you?
If they blow it, that's on them.
Right.
What are we talking about?
Right. Yeah. That's exactly how I be feeling, man. But you know, people just bitter. Just something to talk about and all that, man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. I enjoyed my check.
Oh, you got yours already?
Yeah, for sure. I got mine in February, man. I don't play no games. You know what I'm saying? As soon as they told me to file, I filed. You know what I mean? And I actually got one more. I got another one coming, too.
What?
You know what I'm saying? So we lit on this side, man. So they can say what they want, man. I'm just keeping real.
Nice. Sure. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing wrong or what I'm not doing.
Right.
I ain't never get a refund shit.
No?
The most I ever got was like $200-$300.
See, now, don't get me wrong. If you own it, like...
Ever.
Because I heard, like, if you got, like, a business and stuff like that, you don't get refunds, do you?
But I just, like, just started getting on that type time. So I only...
But you always worked, though.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
You ain't never... Why did you never file? You could have filed if you wanted to.
No, I filed. I either had to pay or I only got, like, $200-$300. Ever.
Hmm.
And my homies... You know my homies. My homies.
Right.
$2,000, $3,000, $4,000. And I'd be like, Who you go to? What am I doing wrong?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what you're doing wrong. Because, you know what I mean? Man, you go way back. You know what I'm saying?
Never got. I wish I could capitalize. Book a trip or something.
Yeah, for sure. That's what that's usually made for. And then they be mad at that. You booking a trip on a refund check? Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. That's what's happening. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, man, they just don't want nobody to be happy. You know what I'm saying? That's basically all that is. You know what I'm saying?
What else is going on?
What you think about the Michael Jackson? You believe it this time, like Michael Jackson? That whole, you ever heard that situation? Like they got a documentary on HBO.
I heard about it, but I didn't look into it.
I'm sorry,
what are they saying,
man?
Now?
They basically, you know, it ain't funny. It's not funny. First off, anything about that is not funny. But they trying to say that he was having mock weddings at Netherlands.
Oh shit!
With boys,
they got this on video.
Supposedly, excuse me. That's what I heard. You ever heard? You remember back in the day, the Wade. You remember on MTV they had like a little dance show with a white dude dancing. You remember it? Oh, you remember
it? I see it, man.
Wade. The dude's name was Wade something. I remember the dude because I remember the show back in the day. Well, basically he's on there, and he's basically explaining like their relationship and all that. You know what I'm saying? But. I'm like, I don't know. I just don't understand because he was the same guy that he testified for Mike, like basically on Mike's side saying nothing that happened, this and that. You know what I'm saying? So now out of nowhere,
saying different.
Yeah. So it's like you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, this is a sensitive subject, but at the same time, it's like, oh, like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta make up your mind because these is really like serious like allegations. You know what I'm saying? So and me, I don't play around like that. You know what I'm saying? Because even when I was working and whatever. I got accused of sexual harassment.
At the workplace.
Yeah, and that's, like, I'm sorry, that's weird, though. Like, you feel weird about that, like, especially when you know you're not that person.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And so that feeling alone is probably like, wow. Like,
did your coworkers find out or no?
Yeah, they found out.
It was publicized?
Yeah, it was actually coming to find out. My name's Don, and it was somebody named, like, they called somebody D, but they thought it was me. But I still snapped. I'm like, y'all gotta make sure y'all get that right.
Right, right.
You got me in here. You accused me for sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. Or if she say it's you, then you gotta leave. And so I'm like, yo, like, come to find out, ain't me. Yeah, I bugged out. I snapped out. You can, of course, they apologize.
Uh-huh.
Should have sued though. You think I should have got some?
You could have got some. No, you really could have got some.
Yeah, I should have got that.
How long ago was this?
This was in December.
Still might be able to get some.
No, but I don't, you think so?
It ain't that long away.
I gotta see what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, they was black men though. I don't wanna sue my brothers.
I gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But
I had something somewhat similar. Used to work somewhere and we split up in teams. Mm-hmm. So it might have been like 10-12 of us on a team.
Mm-hmm.
And our boss, so I don't know how it started, mm-hmm. but rumors started going around that me and my boss was doing something. Now, my boss did like me.
Right.
But I ain't crossed that line with her.
Right.
Somebody pretty much went to the higher-ups like, yo, I know for sure that they doing something. They did nothing to me, but they suspended her for like 3 weeks without pay.
That is ridiculous. Crazy. Oh man.
Then the word got around the whole call center. Everybody looking.
But
at
even it. If so, even if.
Even if it was going down.
Come on, like, all right, but I know etiquette, but I say, yeah, mind your business. Man, people are just weird, man. Yeah. Weird, man. But yeah, man, but do you feel that, like, all right, because you got R. Kelly, you got Mike, you mm-hmm. got Bill, like, you, I don't, do you think there's something probably going on, or you, like, who, what side are you on, as far as, like, you know what I'm saying?
All right, let's start with R.
Yeah, Kells. Let's start with Kells first.
I will say my opinion. So when it first came out in early 2000s, I was young. Yeah. 16, 17.
Right.
Yo, you I know wasn't paying no mind, really.
Not to cut you off. You know who showed me the sex tape?
Who?
And he gonna kill me.
Who that?
Ish.
Oh, shit.
Child Ish. Yeah, he definitely. He said, yo, that's R. Kelly's sex tape. I'm like, sure, why not? I was like 13, 12, 13. I mean, I was like 12, 13 years old. He popped that joint, and we was just like,
yeah.
Wow, like, yeah, you know I mean, really on camera giving Shorty the $2 and.
Yeah. It's, like, and then that new, you know, a couple months ago when the other documentary came out on it, I watched all 3 days and I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, it was vague that I'm like, yo, that's the same room from all them years ago. But do I think so? I mean, I do. I do. It's just too many. You say you don't or do?
No. I believe.
It's just so many. Even before the latest one, it's just so many allegations. It's like, you know, one too many.
One too many. Yeah.
And it's like, my whole thing was, and obviously they had to be on his payroll. Because all the people in the recent one was like, yeah, he used to hang out at the high school, or yeah, he would go to the mall,
that was some wild,
or
that
yeah,
was wild.
We would go get them, and I'm like. But nobody said nothing. And again,
right, and we was all sitting. Like you said, the teacher said that, and the principal said something. So y'all ain't called the cops or been like, yeah, so yeah.
And I get it. When I was a senior, it was old his that pulled up at the high.
Yeah.
So it goes on, but it don't make it right.
Don't make it right
like,
at all.
Just because it happened don't mean it's the norm.
Right.
And,